Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Saving money on appliances? Now at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Saving money on Whirlpool appliances at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This week in our series on disinformation, how blind ideology and bad science can cost literally millions of lives. And it's a salutary lesson for the times we live in. I'm joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We're going to talk about a man called Lysenko and what is now known as Lysenkoism.
Yes. So in the rogues gallery of the Soviet Union, there's lots of names that stand out. Stalin being the big baddie, I suppose, in history. But in that gallery, there's probably should be room for another person. This is Trofim Lysenko. And unlike, most of the party, he was an agriculturalist. He was a trained peasant from the lower, not the kulak class, the lower class. And he was a bit of a hero story. He was trained in this new science of agriculture. And at the time, that was considered a thing of war, because obviously the Soviet Union was at war. And he claimed that he made a process called vernalization, which he claimed he could turn wheat into barley, essentially. He said the characteristics of these seeds aren't immutable, that they can be shaped, like the Soviet man could be shaped. Yeah. And this really resonated with the Politburo, because obviously this sounded like Soviet ideology.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, if you look at plant biology, you can get roses and you can hybridize the roses and you start off with two different ones and you end up with a third one.
Sure, sure. And you can do that. But the problem with Lysenko was he wasn't really well trained. And he didn't really understand what he was doing. And he was making statements that other plant biologists at the time said, sorry, that's ridiculous, you can't do that. So how did he get to his giant status, which he eventually achieved in the party? Very easily, he faked his experiments. So he was telling Stalin, I can get you 10 times the crop yield. Stuff that was impossible. And because this was music to the ears of Stalin and his comrades, they went, this is fantastic, let's do this. So they put him in charge of all agricultural policy. And because other scientists kept criticizing him, he decided the best thing to do was to remove the other scientists. So Stalin in 1948 gave him complete power over all science in Russia.
He had a purge.
He had a purge. He got rid of 3,000 scientists. He either had them executed or sent to gulags, including his former advisor.
In the United States, Luke was telling me 10% of scientists have been fired.
Already. Yeah. let's put already there as well. And again, this is, he said, the only correct one. He called genetics and Darwinism a bourgeois persuasion. It was outlawed across the Soviet Union in 1948. The teaching of it, the instruction of it, the education of it, the very mention of Darwin or genetics was outlawed. And again, he only appointed sycophants loyal to his,
Save big money on appliances now at Menard. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Whirlpool appliances at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
totally unevidenced view to position of powers. That probably echoes today a little bit.
Now we have to remember this was the era of collectivization of farms as well. So they were taking farms off the peasant who could make those farms work and feed themselves, their families, and sell a bit into the urban market. That's what was happening. Suddenly the farm is taken from them. No incentive for the farmer to bother his backside.
No incentive and no training. The affluent kulak classes at the time were the peasant farmers. The farms were taken from them, but they actually knew how to run a farm. The collectivization groups did not. So the yield's already falling massively. Now here you have this, Lyshenko promising he's going to deliver 10 times the yield. The worst thing is he's also exporting this knowledge to Russia, to China later on, telling China they can do this as well. That's another disaster.
Well, I was looking at what he was doing last night, doing a bit of reading up on this fella that I'd never heard of. And he decided that the best thing to do is to plant crops closer together. In other words, if you're planting, for example, cabbages, instead of having whatever the distance is normal, you plant them much closer together to increase the yield, that they wouldn't fight for root space with each other, that you just get more cabbages, and also that you dig down and plant them deeper. Now, the topsoil is where the nutrients are, not a metre down.
But even that, it was, to his mind, Soviet ideology, because they would be not in competition. He didn't believe in competition. They would always be working together for the good of the nation. Cabbages are not working together for the good of the nation. I don't want to bust anyone's bubbles there. The problem was that reality doesn't give a damn what you believe. Unfortunately, reality was that vernalization was a myth, that genetics is very, very real. And this brought massive starvation, particularly to Ukraine, because that had been the breadbasket of the Soviet Union.
He was born Ukrainian.
Yes. Yeah. And these policies were instituted at gunpoint in a lot of these places. Millions died. Now, again, the Soviet records are sketchy, but the estimates can go pretty high. And if you count in the fact that China adopted some of these policies and lost millions of people to famine, the numbers spiral out. Now, even when the evidence was all against him, he remained a party darling. He signed a decree stating that he was totally in charge of it, and a Stalin stood up in the auditorium and clapped and said, "Bravo, Comrade Lyshenko." It wasn't until 1964, after Stalin, after Khrushchev, that Soviet scientists, particularly nuclear scientists, who are the most powerful in the pantheon of scientists, got together and were able to oust him. And even they said the damage he did to Soviet science, he set them at that stage. Before this, they would have been ahead of America in their research. After Lyshenko, years behind, and they never caught back up.
Now, the question of what we learn from that and what the echoes are to this day of Lyshenko's purge and his purge even of scientific language.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, we were talking about this recently, you and I, Pat. It's just the fact that there's so many parallels to what we're seeing right now. The reality is evidence doesn't care what we believe. Reality doesn't care what we believe. And if we persist in ignoring reality to stick to an ideology or a prejudice we may have, the damages are very, very real. Reality isn't going to change itself because you want it to be different. And unfortunately, we're seeing that in the States to some extent. We're seeing that, and the purging of scientists for, you know, following the evidence is a really strange thing to see in the year 2025. It was weird enough to see it in 1948. It's particularly weird to see it now.
Now, one development overnight, I see that RFK has done a U-turn on his pledge, which got him through the Senate committee hearing on vaccination. He's demanded an examination of the vaccination protocols in schools, which he had sworn he would not do. And therefore, the one senator that could have knocked him on the head said, OK, on the basis of that assurance, I'm giving you my vote.
Who would have thought that an inveterate liar who's been lying for years would lie? Shocking. But here's the thing. Yes, that was always on his agenda. People got to remember, since 2018, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was the single biggest funder of anti-vaccine disinformation in the world through his so-called charity, which he makes a lot of money off. So this was always going to happen. And anyone who didn't see that, it was willfully ignorant. So I have limited sympathies for that senator, because everyone warned them and said, this man is there for one purpose, to play to his audience. Don't let him. And they did.
And they did. By the way, that term political correctness, where does it come from?
Well, funny enough, we always think of it like, you know, I always remember it as like a 1990s phrase that people said giving out about health and safety and political correctness. It actually came from that Lyshenko episode. He said the only science that was correct was politically correct science, which followed the Soviet ideology. And that did not pan out well for them. And there is a lesson for that now.
David, thank you very much for joining us. David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.